Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about what Isaiah heard in heaven. And I'm going to read to you from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, where we read this. And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. Isaiah had a unique privilege to be carried away up to heaven to see the presence of the Lord. Almost certainly he saw this in a vision, but it was no less real to him than if he had been there bodily. Nevertheless, this was more than a vision. Isaiah had what we might call today a multi-sensory experience, as he recorded it for us in Isaiah chapter 6. It was far beyond any experience someone could have on earth. Isaiah heard this. He heard one cried to another and said. Here he's describing what the seraphim say. And it's interesting that the seraphim did not directly address the Lord. Instead, they proclaimed his glorious nature and character to one another in the presence of the Lord. And when they described this, they cried out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." They said it three times because there are three persons in the one God. To say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord," that declares his holiness in the highest possible degree. Holiness, at its root, has the idea of apartness. It describes someone or something that is set apart from other people or other things. An object can be holy if it's set apart for sacred service. A person is holy if they are set apart for God's will and purpose. Now, what is the Lord set apart from? Well, he's set apart from creation, in that the Lord God is not a creature. He exists outside of all creation. If creation were to dissolve and disappear, the Lord God would remain. The Lord is set apart from humanity, in that his nature or essence is divine and not human. Yet, because man is made in the image of God, humanity is compatible with deity. They are different, but they do not automatically oppose each other. Now, this is how Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, could add humanity to his deity when he became a man. Unfallen humanity is not God, it's not deity, but it is compatible with deity. You see, God's holiness is a part of everything he is and everything he does. God's power is a holy power. God's love is a holy love. God's wisdom is a holy wisdom. You could say this, that holiness is not an aspect of God's personality. It is one characteristic of his entire being. Well, when Isaiah heard these words, he felt the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out. You see, the seraphim are majestic beings, and their voices carry weight. When they spoke, the doorposts of God's throne room shook. They sang so powerfully that the doorposts were shaken. Now, when we worship God, shouldn't we sing with some of the same passion, the same heart, and the same intensity? I want to ask you a question. Do you think that those angels have more to thank and praise God for than we do? Of course they don't. Even so, we should not hold back in declaring our appreciation and praise to God. Indeed, maybe we should shake some doorposts with the energy and the intensity of our worship. And that's what we can do when we recognize the great holiness of God and recognize it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.